Nathan Zagura with your Browns Huddle for Wednesday of week number 9 as the team prepares to take on the Dallas Cowboys at First Energy Stadium. Hugh Jackson addressing the media following practice, which saw the return of quarterback Cody Kessler, who put in a full practice today after being cleared from the concussion protocol and declined to name a starter at this time. He will see how Kessler and McCown do in practice this week before making that final decision. Rookie Corey Coleman also joined Kessler on the practice field today, putting in a limited practice with his hand injury. It was also the first Browns practice for new linebacker Jamie Collins, who addressed the media earlier today, a full video of which can be found at ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. The only real surprise on the injury report this week was that Terrell Pryor did not practice today with the hamstring injury he's been nursing for the last 2 weeks, but the team does expect to be able to have him on Sunday against the Cowboys. For the latest on your Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.
Well, obviously, we get ready for the Dallas Cowboys, another tremendous challenge. Obviously, a very talented team, best offense probably we've seen all year, with a defense that's playing as hard as any team we've probably faced all year. So, again, it doesn't change in the National Football League. Every week, you're going to get tested somehow, some way. So, again, this is a great test, but it's here at home. It's here at home in front of our fans again, and our guys got to go out and go play better, improve in some areas. Had a good day of practice, and I think our guys are excited about playing. It's good to get some guys back to practice. Cody Kessler, Corey Coleman, it's good to have those guys back out there running around and playing. And, again, we'll just keep going through the week and determine where all this is so we'll know for sure as we get towards the end of the week. But, again, very excited about having some of our players back. I knew at some point in time we'd get some guys back, and I think it's exciting right now. Absolutely, because I think guys need to practice, you know. Again, you know, Cody hadn't done much in a week or so, but, I mean, he practiced well today. But, again, you know, until you know a guy gets through practice and gets moving around and all that and the stress of practice, do you know exactly where they are? So I'm not in a rush to make a decision there, but we'll make it when we need to.
Not yet ready to catch a pass or go full go?
Oh, no, he caught passes today. I mean, I didn't know there's questionable, limited, doubtful, all that. But he practiced and did some good things in practice today. And, again, it's exciting to have him back out there.
Can you talk about Dak Prescott and just how well he's playing?
Oh, my gosh, he's playing extremely well. You know, he's a young ascending player, plays with a lot of poise. Runs their offense extremely well. I think he is. He's done a great job. You know, obviously Tony Romo is not playing. You know, so I think they found the right guy for their offense, and he fits what they do, and he's done it extremely well.
What were your, you know, sort of pre-draft thoughts on him? And you know, did you like him? Did you give him a lot of thought?
Oh yeah, no, okay. We liked him. He's. You know, obviously he's shown out to be really good, you know, so, but he was definitely a guy that was in consideration. But, you know, obviously we have the guy that we took, and they have the guy that they took. And I think, you know, everybody's got the right guy for them, and he fits for them.
One of the things you talked about, Kessler, was his accuracy, his tremendous completion percentages. And Prescott had lapses of that in college, but yet he's been like 2 out of 3% as a NFL quarterback.
Right.
Are you surprised that he's been so accurate at
no.
the pro level?
No, I'm not, Tony. I think he's playing with a tremendous supporting cast. You know, arguably one of the best offensive line in all of pro football, and one of the best receivers in all of pro football, one of the best tight ends in all of pro football. And I'm not saying that that's just what it is. I think it's a combination of all those things that have made him, you know, execute at a high level. I mean, I think he's getting great coaching, obviously. They've created the right environment for him. So I think when you factor all those things in, you have a chance to have success, and that's what he's doing. He's taking advantage of the opportunity.
Does pre-draft arrest factor into anything?
I think none of that matters right now. You know, he's at Dallas, and we have the guy that we drafted, so I don't want to go beyond that. She's doing good. You know, it's, again, J.B. Collins is, he's a pleasure to be around. You know, a guy likes football, practices hard. I think his teammates here are really getting to know him, and he's getting to know them. So I think he's finding his way here, you know. So it's fun to see, you know, but he's a very talented player.